Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Efrain, I'm going to ask you to hold on for 1 second because we'd like to bring in Brian Fromm. He works for a company that hauls cattle and grains. And Brian, you've been so worried about what's happening that you actually organized a rally for truckers. What were you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, we on the 28th of April we organized this rally, and our deal was to bring attention to our federal government to help the small businesses of this industry. It's not just the trucking industry that's getting hurt. It's all small businesses. Our costs just get passed on down the line, and we were trying to get attention to the federal government. Big Oil's making record $123 billion profits in the last year, and we're having to absorb the cost on this fuel that's went up $1.40 in 1 year alone in costs.
And Brian, can you break this down for us just to give us a sense of what you mean? Because in other words, how much has your daily cost for fuel as you carry materials across the country? How much has that changed? Can you give us specific numbers?
Over 1 year, our increase in costs has went up 35 cents a mile, which doesn't seem a lot, but you average that over a truck that does 12,000 miles a month average, comes up to $4,200 a month these guys are having to absorb.
So wow, you're saying $4,200 additional costs.
Right, exactly. Above and beyond. This is taken off the bottom line of what they make, right?
That's an enormous amount of money. I think that you've said that you have friends, you know, truckers who are handing in their papers, handing their trucks back to the banks because they're just not able to make ends meet. Are you seeing a lot of that, and is it your expectation that will continue?
Foreclosures in trucking industry are up 57% from a year ago. Bankruptcies are up 32%. Yeah, you know, in business that I do, we see that each and every day of guys just hanging it up or taking the keys back and handing them back. So what that translates to is more people on the jobless market, you know, I mean, or unemployment market, and fewer trucks to be hauling the produce, which in turn, eventually, all this is going to lead to is higher increases in the trucking, because guys are going to start putting the prices that they need on these to keep in business. Right now, we're not able to translate these extra fuel prices to the products.
But
right
eventually
now,
it's going to make its way to the consumer. That's right.
Eventually, yeah. Right. Eventually, Brian, this is going to get passed on.
Right. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Fromm, a trucker in South Dakota, and also Efrain Leeftag was with us, who's an economist from the USDA. You know, it seems to me the takeaway from Efrain at the USDA was the entire business model of mass-scale agriculture could change if these prices persist. He said that. That is an enormous bit of information from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.